This is Austin Pace with BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm joined again today by Democrat House Representative Ilana Rubel. Thanks again for joining me today, Representative.
My pleasure. Great to be back on your show.
What are some of your thoughts so far on the legislative session? What has gone well, and what are some things that you would like to see change since the last time we've talked?
Well, as usual, it always feels like the really big stuff, like the stuff that's actually necessary for the state to function, always gets pushed to the absolute last minute. And we just sometimes don't have enough time to really pay enough attention to it. So here we are, you know, supposedly days away from the end of the session. We've been here for months. There is still no education funding budget. There's still no funding for our universities. There's still no funding for our biggest agency, which is the Department of Health and Welfare. Only just a couple hours ago did they finally fund the launch program to fund grants for kids to go to college or post-secondary education. They haven't finalized the transportation budget yet. So it's pretty wild. Like, I mean, there's been all sorts of kooky stuff on cannibalism and banning books and all this other stuff. But really, the big things that the people of Idaho actually need have been really kicked back and kicked down the road. So I'm a little concerned, just hoping that when we get out of here, we've actually done our job and the people of Idaho really have what they need.
So what are some of those things that you believe have kind of just been swept under the rug, or those bills or those pieces of legislation or those ideas that haven't gotten enough attention?
Well, again, you know, we don't know what this education budget's going to look like. So, you know, they passed this little skeleton budget that really our schools wouldn't be able to function on. But the real education budget that would actually cover, you know, teachers' pay and benefits and all the stuff that would actually keep schools functioning, we haven't seen yet. So that's a big worry. I mean, keeping public schools running is one of our most core constitutional obligations here. And again, what's even bigger than our Department of Education is our Department of Health and Welfare, which is all kinds of things. It's, you know, food stamps and foster care and care for people with Alzheimer's and elderly and the disabled. A huge amount of stuff goes into that. And we haven't seen hide or hair of that budget yet. So that's really, really important. You know, people of Idaho would really notice if we if that doesn't go through. I mean, something will go through, but we don't know what it'll look like. And again, there's a lot you could mess up in those budgets. So that's really something I wish we did at the beginning rather than the end of session, so that if we made any mistakes, we'd have 2 months to fix it instead of not even finding out if there are mistakes till we've already left the building, which is kind of what we're looking at now.
So would you say that has been the most surprising thing to you this legislative session?
Well, I wish I were still surprised, honestly, Austin. The problem is I've been here 10 years and this always seems to be how it works, is they, you know, they want to talk endlessly about, you know, divisive social issue bills. And so for months we're here, to, you know, they just took up whole days of the past week with talking about this resolution on traditional families and how children should all be raised by traditional married biological parents in traditional gender roles. And again, we had all kinds of bills on libraries. In the past, they've taken up days and days on banning drag shows and all this stuff, while we're not talking about things like making sure our schools are running and our roads are paved and we have a working foster care system. So again, I wish I were surprised, but unfortunately, this has really become the norm, is that 99% of the time in here is spent on these sideline social kind of culture war issues, and not as much time as I would like on the bread and butter of making sure the state is working.
Do you think that the legislature is kind of focusing on those controversies because they are so prominent on the headlines in the news, even not even just here in the state of Idaho, but across the country? Do you believe that, you know, legislators are seeing that and thinking, okay, these are huge problems that, you know, we should probably address if they're making the front lines on the newspaper?
Well, I think they make the front lines of the newspaper, and I think they help people in closed Republican primaries where you have a lot of people who are very ideologically motivated around, you know, these social issues. I don't think they're a big deal in people's lives. You know, I think that very few people, when they think about, you know, what will make my life better, it's usually things like, can I afford to get a degree to make more money? Can I afford to get housing? Do I have reasonable roads in my neighborhood? I mean, generally, the things that will actually make a big deal in people's lives are those bread and butter issues. And it's not, you know, it's definitely not a question of, you know, will some transgender person somewhere be able to get a sex change operation, for example? That is not something that's going to going to impact your average person's life. Unless you're a transgender person yourself, not really going to change your life that much if somebody on the other side of the state who you've never even met, you know, gets to change the gender marker on their birth certificate, for example. Like, doesn't affect your life at all. But it does make headlines because it's kind of, it gets people's blood boiling, even if it has no impact on their day-to-day lives. And again, these issues really sell, I think, in closed Republican primaries, even if they don't necessarily affect people's day-to-day life really at all.
So on to my next question. This legislative session, at least four bills have been brought to the Idaho legislature to regulate library materials for minors. That has been one of the biggest topics of discussion this legislative session. So House Bill 384 was the first one to be introduced. Then came Senate Bill 1221, then Senate Bill 1289, and now House Bill 710. So why do you believe there's such a big push in the Idaho legislature to pass a bill regulating library materials? Do you believe it kind of has to do with that same, it makes the headlines, it's kind of gotta pass?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I put this in the category of exactly what I was talking about. This is absolutely not something that is impacting 99%+ of the people in Idaho. I mean, sadly, reading levels have generally been down for a long time. And if anything, we should be worrying about how do we get kids reading more, people going to libraries more, not kind of how can we sue libraries and shut them down. But, you know, really nobody, I mean, I talked to a lot of people in my district. I've knocked 20,000 plus doors. I have never met a person who has had a problem with a library or what's in libraries. The things that they're calling porn in libraries are non-existent. They're not porn in libraries. They're what they call porn is anything that has a gay character. That is how they're defining it in the bill. So yes, there are books with gay characters in libraries, but I think ordinary people would not consider that porn. That's just how they're defining it in the bill. But this is something that is really being pushed by outside national interests. A lot of these bills are coming from thousands of miles away, and they're pushing them in all of the red state legislatures. So this is really not something that's coming from any problem that people in Idaho are having. These are bills that you see it pass through in Tennessee on Monday, in Arkansas on Tuesday, in Texas on Wednesday, in Idaho on Thursday. So it's just being driven by these really centralized national ideological groups who are just trying to push it through all the state legislatures. And they have a pretty well-oiled messaging operation to try to get people revved up and say, oh my gosh, if you don't pull this bill, then all your children will be reading porn in libraries. But it really is not something that has organically arisen from any real problem or need in Idaho whatsoever. However, but these groups are very successful at messaging that, and they do get people whipped into a frenzy and like panicked that, you know, porn peddlers are going to come to their libraries unless they ban these books and threaten the libraries with lawsuits and all this. It's really dangerous, though, because we've seen huge, I think we've lost close to a third of our state librarians, and a lot of them are looking at leaving or quitting the profession because they're just so tired of being threatened with, you know, jail and liability and all this. These usually are just well-meaning people who want kids to read and, you know, want knowledge to be out there for folks. And suddenly they found themselves just in the crosshairs of the culture wars. But it's not a hugely well-paid profession. And I think a lot of these folks are saying, you know, I don't need to deal with this for the small amount I'm making. You know, I do this for love of children and love of knowledge. And if I'm just going to get sued and threatened with jail for that, I don't need this.
So House Bill 710 just passed the House and it's going to be headed to the Senate. Now, this has kind of been a topic of discussion, not only this legislative session, but it's been a topic of discussion for the past 3 years. And, you know, bills like this have kind of been introduced throughout this time. Do you think that the language in this bill, since it has already passed the House, do you think it has a future passing the Senate?
Well, you know, there was overwhelmingly opposing testimony. So I think they started to have a hearing on this yesterday, and I think they didn't end up voting on it, but they had 30 people, I think, testify at the hearing. 29 of them were in opposition to the bill and said, you know, we don't need this. There's no problem in our libraries. Libraries already have systems for people to complain, and they have locally elected library boards who can review any complaints if there's any problem. They don't need the state legislature coming in and stomping on things. I think there was one person in support, and I think it was a person from one of these national groups who's pushing this bill everywhere in America. You know, certainly if they were listening to the testimony, that would be the end of the bill. But that said, I think there's, you know, a tremendous amount of pressure, particularly coming from those closed Republican primaries, that if they don't go for this, and this happened before, you know, when they brought these bills in the past, any legislator who stood up and said, you know what, we really don't need this. There really is a torn in our libraries, and there isn't really a problem. People are perfectly happy with how the libraries are working right now. This is just kind of hysteria that's been ginned up by out-of-state groups. And anytime they did that, they got just vilified in their elections by people going door to door saying, oh, this person wants to groom your children. They're child molesters. They want to give your kids pornography. And there was just this huge fear-mongering wave to attack any legislator who didn't go along with these library bills. So I think a lot of the legislators, even if they may secretly think these bills are a really bad idea, I think they've lost their nerve because they're not too excited to have somebody go door to door in their neighborhood telling all their neighbors that they're a child molester, which is literally what happened to some Republican legislators in the past who dared to vote against these bills.
Thank you so much for your comments on that. So what are you most looking forward to for week 12 of this legislative session?
I'm really hoping, you know, as with any session, I head in hoping that we can do a lot of good things and not do too many bad things and maybe stop all the bad things. So from my perspective, you know, there's a chance that we can accomplish some of that. You know, it remains to be seen if we'll get out of here with properly funded public schools. So that's a big concern. But if we can do that, I will be very excited. I had a couple bills myself that all have passed, so I'm really excited about that. I had a bill to require education about the Holocaust. I was shocked to learn that 1 in 5 young people think the Holocaust is a myth, which is just crazy. I had a bill to address deep fakes in elections, so, you know, fake AI-generated videos and audios of candidates used to skew elections and deceive voters into thinking that candidates said and did things they didn't do. So that's passed to address that. I got a bill legalizing fentanyl detection strips, which are these cheap little strips of paper that you can use to test and make sure that whatever substance you have, vape fluid or whatever it is, doesn't have fentanyl in it. So those are all on the brink of getting signed. So I'm excited about that. And I'm hopeful that we might be able to get out of here without doing anything too terrible in terms of, you know, sucking money out of public schools and sending them to private schools. That was a worry that I had. I'm hoping we can get out of here without doing too much damage and maybe make sure that we have well-working agencies delivering services that people want. And we might be out of here in as soon as a week.
That was Democrat House Representative Ilana Rubel. Thanks again for joining me, Representative.
My pleasure, Austin. Thanks so much.